Greetings, fellow metalheads, and welcome to the heaviest metal on the internet. This is the Heavens Metal Podcast, featuring bands old and new. Sit back, and for the next 60 minutes or so, enjoy some of the heaviest sounds from the world of Christian metal. This is the online musical voice of Heaven's Metal Fanzine.
Will you please welcome to America, Jerusalem! We'll be right back.
and welcome to episode 10 of the Heavens Metal Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Electric, a.k.a. Kevin Crothers, and this is a very special edition of the Heavens Metal Podcast, where I'm looking to the Great North, the Scandinavian North. We're going to play stuff, you know, out of the Scandinavian scene, and that's Norway, Finland, and Sweden as far as it comes to Christian metal. Had to kick things off on this show with, to me, one of the best live records you'll ever hear. That was the title track from Jerusalem off of their 1985 live album recorded here in the United States called In His Majesty's Service. Fantastic stuff. I've got all kinds of stuff to play for you, including bands like HB and Grand Lux and Mahita and Harmony. But one of my other most all-time favorite bands coming out of Sweden, in addition to some Jerusalem, which I've got another track of Jerusalem I'm going to play for you later on in the show. But right now, this is off of their second album, The Strongest Power. This is Deborah and Barak.
Stop. will happen in the last days. I'll call out my spirit on all people. Daughters will prophesy. All my dreams, a young man see the shines.
I know what people can be thinking of.
things are uncomplicated, you see.
Trust me, I am working all things out just for your good. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine.
Closing that last part off there with some HB for you from the Jesus Metal Explosion. That was the song entitled King's Design. Before that, though, I had part of a double shot of Leviticus. We had Deborah and Barak, but I also pulled a live track off of their 2003 Live at Bob Fest. That song was called Saved. That track originally came from their third album, Setting Fire to the Earth. On that album, though, the singer was Terry H., who went on to form Jet Circus and do several other things. But on this live version was Peo. Peo sang with Leviticus on their fourth album, Nights of Heaven. I've just thought his vocal on this song for that particular version was really powerful. If you can grab a copy of Live at Bob Fest in 03, it got a kind of a greatest hits feel to it. However, I mean, they play at least one track off of all of their albums, including Bjorn's solo album, which has also got some great hard rock heavy metal on there. Kind of hard to find these days, of course, but Live at Bob Fest is a fantastic album. You know, there's just all kinds of good stuff, you know, coming out of the Scandinavian area, and I picked it for this one primarily because Sweden, I mean, we had Resurrection Band here in 1978, but how many folks, you know, how many of you realize the first Jerusalem album came out in 1978? The first Leviticus material came out in 81. So that whole area has been really just a really pleasant hotbed of Christian heavy metal, of quality songwriting, quality material. I'm going to play something for you right now from a band that hasn't gotten too much run, I think, in many areas. This is a band called Grand Lux, and this was off of their Carved in Stone LP that came out a few years ago on Ulterium. You can still get it. This song is called Eye of the Storm, and you are listening to the Heavens Metal Podcast. We'll be right back. describe, we closed off that three-song set with a track from In Crave. That was a song titled A Shadow in the Dark off of their Dead End album. Before that, I had Harmony with a track entitled Aftermath off of their album entitled Aftermath. Good stuff there. And of course, you started that particular set off with some Grand Lux. Now, some of you may be going, well, are you going to play any Divine Fire or Narnia or Audiovision or Deuteronomium? Well, probably not on this particular episode, just so you know, because I've played those bands prior, and a lot of them I'm sure you probably are very familiar with, but I'm curious how many of you remember somebody like In Crave or somebody like Grand Lux or somebody like XT. Or somebody, you know, the list could go on. Plus, there's just not enough time to play all the tracks I'd like to play. In particular, my friend Matt Hunt, the guy who runs Retroactive Records along with Bombworks, he's put out a lot of stuff, you know, and a lot of that stuff has come from Scandinavia, Sweden, Norway, Finland, and a couple of those albums I've played tracks from before. One in particular is Luminaria. This came out in 05 on Bombworks, has very much a gothic, dark gothic feel to it, along with in 2009, the band In Grief from Norway also put out an album entitled Deserted Soul. I've played tracks from both of these on prior shows, just couldn't find the time to be able to fit it in for this particular one. In Grief, myself, I like a bit better than the two. It's got a more of a death metal feel to it, very ominous, very brooding, just very heavy stuff. But what I would like to play for you is the band Hero. Hero, this is off of their 2009 Retroactive album entitled Immortal. And I just want to give kudos to Matt Hunt once again for continually just putting stuff out in the scene to keep our eardrums afresh with all kinds of new and stuff that we might have forgotten about in the past. A big thanks to him because of him, he's helped to make this podcast a really strong reality. So make sure you drop a kudo to him. Let him know how much you appreciate the Heavens Metal podcast. Pick up some of that stuff that they've put out over the years and help them out and give them some support. Anyway, this is Hero off of their Immortal album. This song is called Gasoline, and you're listening to the Heavens Metal podcast.
Tattoos. I got scars on my soul. I am pierced through my heart. It's a bleeding wound. Yes, it hurts. Yes, it bleeds. I'll be carried since my birth. Don't let my enemy win over me. And never ever laugh at me.
Fire! Fire! We'll be right back.
close that particular set off with some Mojita off of their The Imminent Storm LP. The opening song off that album was entitled Wrath of Flesh Fellowship. Kind of a more melodic heavy metal album all the way around. There were some good songs on there. I don't think it bowled a lot of people away, but definitely there was some good material there. Bullroser put that out in 2009. I know you can probably pick that up maybe through Youngside Records or even through Nordic Mission overseas. So hope you get a chance to pick that up. Of course, before that, I had Carry On, which was one of my favorite songs off of that album by the band XT. XT was Bjorn Stigson and Sonny Larsen. Of course, Bjorn Stigson was from Leviticus. Sonny Larsen did some stuff for Leviticus and Bjorn on his solo album, but mostly Sonny's known for participating in the band Motherload, and currently is in his band called Traverser. I still have not heard any of their material, but I've always liked Sonny's vocals. Some really great stuff. But XT put out three LPs. One that got released here stateside. This song, Carry On, came off their second album titled Tax Free. That only appeared, unfortunately, overseas. Very difficult to obtain. The third album had much more of a straight-ahead speed metal feel to it. The title escapes me. If you're so kind enough, listeners out there, if you can remember it, post it somewhere. Again, that's another one. Very, very difficult to obtain. But good stuff nonetheless. I wanted to play another Jerusalem song for you, but before I just played it, I have to kind of set this up. It's back. Let's go back. 1982. There really is nothing as far as Christian hard rock, and here comes this album called Warrior. Warrior's got, frankly, one of the coolest covers ever. Just, it's very cool. You can find pictures of it, I'm sure, if you Google the album title. But they put out, Jerusalem put out this album. It's kind of got a raw feel to it. It's more hard rock. Doug Van Pelt swears that it's Thin Lizzy reincarnated or some crazy thing like that. But this particular song clocks in at about 12 minutes. And if you've never heard this song before, this is just fantastic hard rock that has a very, very strong message. And you think about that this song was written 30 years ago. Just let's rewrite it and make it for today. This song is called Sodom, and you're listening to the Heavens Metal Podcast. Thank you.
Ah! subtle. You and I living in summer. Tell me, what is your life? Sodom. What is your life? What is it worth in Sodom today? Today. Just look around and see what you find.
Great stuff, that song. I honestly would play that often and endlessly back in the mid-80s. And this was, you know, I was listening to this before the Striper, you know, Yellow and Black Attack came out. Just really good, solid stuff. I mean, you don't hear too many Christian bands who have a message that is as straightforward and as potent or poignant, is probably a better way to put it, as that particular track is. Folks, I mean, the Bible tells us that we are in the end days, and as Christians, it also instructs us that we need to live above approach. Jesus says, be either hot or cold. You know, don't be lukewarm. And don't try to define what hot or cold means for somebody else. You know, let the Holy Spirit take care of that. However, having said that, you know in your heart whether you're living hot or whether you're living cold. Or, frankly, if you're just kind of indifferent to the whole thing. But I would encourage you to go back, and if you find yourself feeling that indifference, go back and rediscover your first love, my friends. Time is short. This is the Heaven's Metal Podcast, and because it is the Heaven's Metal Podcast, you know, we got to say something about Heaven's Metal Fanzine. It's $10, 6 issues. What more needs to be said? We've got a lot of great reviewers, a lot of great writers, and, you know, whether it's my article about Grave Robber or somebody else's article about Striper, I mean, we have a great camaraderie. We write some great stuff about music that we all deeply care about. I encourage you, $10, subscribe. You know, obviously you spent $10 last week if you went to the gas station, or if you went to McDonald's for that matter, so, or Starbucks, or whatever your thing is, and then it was done. But you can get 6 issues, whether that takes 12 months or a year and a half, you're going to get it. So I'd encourage you, subscribe, the Heaven's Metal Fanzine. I hope you've enjoyed this little trek down Christian Metal Lane in the wonderful Scandinavian North. There's so much metal history, so much Christian music history, honestly, has come from that part of the world that I really just wanted to put it together. And I know there are a lot of bands. I mean, I didn't get to play any Dark Water on this episode, but you know, that's okay because I've played them on other episodes and you probably are familiar with them. One band I'm sure you're probably familiar with, and one band you might be, you might not be. But I would like to play, in closing, two songs here. This next one is from Golden Resurrection, the title track off of their debut album. And I'd also like to play a track from the Finnish band Venia. This song is called, the Venia song is the title track of their 2009 album called Victory by Surrender. Good stuff. First off, Golden Resurrection, Glory to My King. You're listening to the Heaven's Metal Podcast. We'll see you soon. God bless.
Wait. the quarantine.